Vayter in Shaspira and Bava Metzia Dav Chav Ches, bringing up on Chav Ches, the middle of the page, about a Mishnah. It's like the Halakha Mishnah, of Adam Asayi Chayiv Lahachris, until when does a person have to go and announce this thing? You find this lost object, well, you gotta announce. Ad Kadesh Sheyedu Bo Shechinov, until his neighbor knows about it. You got to, it's got to be a talk of the neighbors. Rashi is mafarish. The Gemara can explain what that means. Different mayor, second different mayor. If you're the Amish, Shalosh Regalim, it's got to be Shalosh Regalim. Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkos, you got to go be doing such a thing. V'achar regal, acharon, and after the final regal, Shivas Yamim, it's got to be another 7 days. Kedeshielich lebeso shlosha v'yachser shlosha v'yachris echad. In order that the owner of this lost thing, we'll have 3 days to get home, check his stuff, and then if he sees something's missing, 3 days to come back, and then to 1 day to go and announce his simon of what he lost, right? And that is 1 day when he gets back to say what it is, and then to get the person who has it. Three days, not enough to get to the end of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the Gemara is going to ask. Okay, we saw the mayor said you have to do it until the neighbors know. Tana Shechene Aveda. The Braisa says that you have to start, you have to speak about this until the neighbors know about it. My Shechene Aveda. What does it mean, the neighbors of the Aveda, the lost object? If you mean that it's the owner, the neighbors of the owner of the one who lost it, you don't even know who it is. Iyadale, if he knows, then Lazavadale, just go and give it back to the guy. It means that the neighbors of the surrounding area of where it was found. Rashi says Shema Shalahani. Maybe it belongs to them. Makes sense. It's right, found right over there. Rabbi Huda says it's got to be the Shalosh Regalim and then the 7 days, 3, 3, and 1. Raminu, but we have ourselves a bit of a contradiction because the Mishnah says B'shlosha Mishnah Tainis. B'shlosha Marcheshen Sholan Zekshamim. On the third of Marcheshen, this is talking about. Right, we know that there's no rain. It's the rainy season, and we have to start praying for rain. That is when it starts. You start saying "V'seinta lumata levracha." I'm going to Omer b'zayin bo tesvav yom acher chag. No, you start on the 7th of Heshvan, which is the 15 days after Sukkos. Until so that the people that are on the way back, Rashi says, people are going to get back to their home. Alma kule hai ba'inan umastid tani shlosha. Must be that we need a lot of time to get there. So to get to the Nahr Pras, the Euphrates River, that's how far people have to travel. So how come you were saying 3 days to be able to get home and 3 days to get back? That makes sense. Rabbi Yosef Lokasha, Kambing the Shani, Rishon Kambing the Shani. Well, the Mishnah is talking about the first base of Mikdash. And our Mishnah, that's the Mishnah in Tainus, our Mishnah with the second one. But Mikdash Rishon, the Mishnah, you say Yisrael Tuva, and the first one with the Yidden, there are a lot of Yidden. All Yidden, the Chsevahu Yehud Viso, Rabim, Kechol Hashar, Yam, Lerov. There was so many Yidden, there was a sand by which is in the sea, and they were growing, but Inan Kula Hai. So therefore, they needed that area to get to the all the distances that they got to. But Mikdash Shani, the only Fishay Yisrael Tuva, but in the Bayez Shani, where, you know, we didn't have as many Yidden that were there, unfortunately. Therefore, the like it says, the entire Jewish people together were 42,360. So therefore, it wasn't so far to get to where they had to get to. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, hold on a second. Vayishvu Akohanim Levim. The pasuk says in Ezra that when they were coming back to rebuild the base of Mikdash, the Kohanim and Levim, they settled. Vamishorin. And the singers and the gatekeepers, all of Israel were in their cities, which means that what? That they went back to the places of Bayis Rishon. Okay, so maybe they had less, but the distances were the same. They were scattered there. And they're very far, just like it was originally. And since that's the case, the same cities were settled there, but there was just less, then the opposite makes more sense. Mikdash Rishon, the Vishay Sotuva, in the first place, I mean, there's when the Yidden with so many, the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs Alma, as in the word sevets, to be able to be like a staff, a team, a group together. Mitzvah, they would gather together. Rashi says sevet yeshlo tovim hashanim. That shtayim. There are many of them. Umishachi shayosa daza ben biyoma ben malelia. They had taxi services going day and night. Vilbi in kulei. They need so much time to get there. Vasagi b'tal siyoma. Therefore, it was done for 3 days. Mikdashani when it came to Mikdashani. The lofishi says over there weren't that many yidden that were there. Therefore, vilomitzo salma. Therefore, you didn't have all these people gathering together. Vilomishachi shayosa daza ben biyoma ben malelia ben kulei. And they weren't going day and night. Therefore, you needed a lot more time to be able to reach there. The Rava Amar Rava says another answer. Rava Amar Rava says the lo shna ben mikdashishal shem mikdashani. I don't care. It's Rishon or Sheni, in both of them, 3 days. Lo yichichu rabbanan ba'aveda yosem yidai. Because the Chacham didn't want to burden this person, about this lost object, and therefore, he only has to wait 7 days afterwards. That's the only reason it's happening there. Amaravina, Shmamina. We see from here that Yehuda said 6 days of go there, 3 days back, 3 days there, 3 days back, and 1 day of announcing. Ki machris glima machris deisakadaita chavedita machris. That when he was announcing this, what he found, it was announcing that he found a glima. Rashi says shamatza machris shem chefetz talis matasi. Lekach lo tzuchulitin shahus yom echad laayin mekelov. Ma'ovad sha'adam yodea kama talis v'sheshal. Not how many clothing they have. Ukshuva beso bodek im yitzenu ve'ein tzarech shos. You don't have to wait to check it. Di'isakadai techavedit ha'machris. Everyone who says it, because a lost object. Rashi says ve'einu maske she'em ha'chefe. It doesn't say what it is. Litzvu alei l'chol chad v'chad ha'kati tzvei yoma le'iyunei b'mane im kol kele v'yado plugtehi b'mahala kaman. If all he says is, yeah, I lost a certain thing, says Gemara, Bein lematvi le chad yoma, we have to give this owner one more day, liyuni b'mane, to check all of his stuff to see, am I missing anything over here? Ella shma amina glima machas. That's what he says. Shma amina, you say I lost a garment. Rav Amar, he argues, I feel it him avidita machas. He could say avidita. The reason why he doesn't let this extra day, lo yitzchur abanam avidios amidai, because then I want to cause a person to work so hard, to have to be dealing with it so much. Rashi says, zesh, yehei, shoy yosem, yishuviyam, if to keep it more than 7 days. Tana Raman, on regel rishon omer, regel rishon, regel sheni omer, regel sheni, regel shishon omer, stam. The first regal, when he goes to announce it, he says, this is the first regal. Rashi says, regal rishon shu machris, omer b'achris also, zeh regal rishon, shalo latriach es ha'oved lachzor, k'sheyavo regal sheni yala the regal v'yitin simanea. Right, so when he comes home and he realizes he's missing something, he doesn't have to go rush back to Yerushalayim. Rather, he can wait until the next regal to get it. Regal Sheni Omer Regal Sheni. He says this is the second regal. Regal Shlishi just says Stam. He just says straight up regal. Rashi says Stam Aveda Matzasi Ve'Eino Omer is a regal Ola Mitziasa Kedei Shelo Yismach Ha'Oved Regal Abba. He wouldn't be somech on the next one. V'Yavin says Regal Achon. He realizes the last one. He's going to come and get it now. V'Amai Rashi says V'Amai Lima Regal Shlishi. Why? Well, why not just say it? Say that it's the third regal. What are you going to lose? The law is lechufa b'sheni. It's so that a person shouldn't confuse the third with the second. Meaning, here someone say regal, and here's a number, and you know, did I hear third or second? I don't know, but he just says regal stam. They'll say, oh, that's what he said. Rashi says sheni nami. But when it comes to sheni nami, you may come to make the mistake. Beep, turn the page. Chav chesma meis. I said lechufa b'sheni. Maybe you're going to make a mistake and confuse it with the first. Rashi says shema yesh shehu savar shama regal sheni. When he really didn't. It says, ha ka'asi regal shlishi. No problem, because there's still a third one. So even if he thought by the second one, he said the first one. When he hears the third one, he'll know that it's the last one. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, Barishona, originally, call me Shamatzavid, when we found something lost. Hayamachas, Shosh Regalim, he would say it for 3 days. Regalim, Va'acher, Regal Acher, and Shavazam, and afterwards 7 days. Kadesh Yelich Shlosha, V'yachs, Shosh, V'yachs, Yamecha, like we said. Mishachar, Besamiglish, Yabana, Be'meher, Remenu, and the Mason was destroyed. And it should be built in our time, speedily, built in our time. Iskir, they set up Shu, Machrizim, Babata, Knesset, Batim, Joshos. They would announce it in the shuls and in the Beis HaMedrash, Misharavu Anasim. But unfortunately, when you had people that hear this, they'd come and they would just rough people up and try to steal this stuff. You know, these people Anasim, their own sin, they would push and they would just steal things. What you do is you tell your neighbors and people that you know, and that's it. You don't make it such a big announcement. My Misharavu Anasim. What does it mean when that happened? What are we talking about? The Amri Avedita Lamalka. It's those who would say, all lost things belong to the Melech. Story time. Rav Ami Ashkech Udya de Dinre. Rav Ami found a kli, Rashi says kli mali zuvim, a kli that's filled with gold coins. Chazehu bar nash to kamirsas. There was this person who was a he was a Roman, and he saw Rav Ami was scared that he's going to go and take it from him. Amalei zilshko lenafsak. He said, "Don't worry, take it for yourself." The la parsai anan. We're not Persians. The Ami avedit to the malcha. That we say, "Oh, this stuff belongs to the king. Don't worry, you can, don't have to be scared of us." Tana rabanan even ton haisab Yerushalayim. A lost and found stone. There's in Yerushalayim. Kol misha avdol aveda niftel shamanim. Who lost something, they would go to that place. Kol misha motzi aveda niftel shamanim. Who found something, would go to that place. Also, zelman and machas would go and announce it. Zelman and velsin shamanim. They don't know this, would go and give the simanim and then announce it. So they would say what they're missing. They would say what they have. They give the simanim. Venotel and they take it. Vezu shashanina. This is what we learned. That suru im nimches even atoin. This is a story in Tainus Yutes of Choni Amagal when they were. When they had no rain, and then he davened for rain, and he said, "It's too much rain." He said, "I can't daven for rain to stop. That's a bracha. You can't ask the bracha to stop." And that's what he said. Like, I'll tell you what, go check if the rock, that's the Evet HaTon, which is where they used to go meet their lost and found rock, if that was washed away by the rain. In other words, it got like totally like dissolved. And then I'll tell him to stop. In other words, just like it can't be that that's gonna happen, so too you're not allowed to stop for, you're not allowed to ask for rain to stop. Let's say he says the object that he lost, but he doesn't say it's simanim. Lo yitenu, you don't give it to him. And if the guy, we know this guy is a liar and a cheater, even if it says simanim, they don't give it to him. Shemar, the pasuk says, adrosh achicha oso, until, literally means until your brother seeks it out. Until you check out your brother, if he's a cheater and a liar and a stealer and a crook and a bandit or not. Says the Gemara, "Tamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Avedita Machres." What do you announce? You say a loss. I found a lost object. Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machres. Then you say I found a garment. Rav Yehuda Amar Avedita Machres. Why the Amar Glima Machres? If you say that I found a glima, then Chashina and we're worried. Lebramai to a cheater and a liar and a bandit, a stealer and a crook. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Chashina Lebramai Shama Oved Misonin Beit Shechina. Maybe you heard one of his neighbors complaining. Oh, Talisi Nevda, I lost my talis. Vazeo Deasim, and now he knows because he's seen it before. When somebody said he found the talis, he's going to give it simanim. He's just a lost object. He's not going to come and say, "Oh yeah, is it a talis and is it simanim?" Doesn't make sense. He's going to go and say it because nobody's to think that. Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machres, you say Glima. The Ramai Lachashin, we're not worried about them. Kainel Dover Self, because that's the case, there's no end. Rash says, Dahasha Nami Masakadaiti. He's going to say, "Oh, lost object." Vamar Im Talisi. By the way, if it's a talis, Mashabat says, "You found Eli Simanim." These are Simanim, therefore, if you'd say talis itself. It's a Nami learned to the Mishnah. Amar Saveda Velo Amar Simanim. The guy says, "Oh, this is, I lost this, but he didn't tell the Simanim." Or is Eli Tinel? You don't give it to him. Iyamak Bishlam Avedita Machres. All you're saying, you say the words Avedita. Hakam Hashem is coming to tell you that Afa Gav, the Amar Glima, even if it says Glima, Kilam Shimanim isn't Simanim, the Lomaj Unilim. I don't give it to him. Eli Amar Glima Machres. You say Glima. Amar you Glima, the Amar you Glima. I found the Glima, and you said, "I lost a Glima." It's really, if they haven't tell you that you have to Kilo Amar Simanim, Lomaj Unilim, if it's Simanim, I don't give it to him. Of course not. Therefore, it has to be that you don't say specifically what it is. Amar Safra Leolim Glima Machres. Really, you say Glima. Amar you Glima, the Amar you Simanim. So what happens is we're talking about the Mishnah that he says the Glima, he comes and says Sibanim. My lo amar Sibanim. What does it mean? It doesn't say Sibanim. Lo amar Sibanim move hakim di da. Doesn't say the Sibanim move of it like a specific enough amount of Sibanim. Therefore, it's not good enough, and you don't give it to him. Next part of Mishnah, we said Vara Mayafa Picha Amar Simone Are Zet Lo Yitin, you don't give it to him. Tana Rabban on Bari Shona, call me Sha Avda Lo Aveda. Anytime somebody lost something, how you know, say Simonim, but don't tell him to give it Simonim and they would take it. Misha Rabba Ramay, but when the liars became too much, Shiskinashi Omrim Lo, Seva Ave Edim, the Lever Mayat, bring us some Edim, you're not a liar. Vital, and you can go and you can take it. Study time, Kiada Vudra Papa. Like what happened to the papa of Rav Papa, papa to papa, Rav Papa's father, Irkas Le Chamra Vashkachua, he lost a donkey and they found the donkey. Also, the Kamei the Rabbi by Rav Huna, and he wanted it. Amale Zil Isisadi Lavramaya Tvitol, bring us, right, you're not a liar and you can take it. Also, Isisadi brought Edom. Also, Amalehu Yida Isun Bey Deramayhu. And, pardon, and he asked them, "Do you know this guy's Deramay?" Amale in, they said, "Yup. He's a liar." Rashi says that Kesvurin, they were not expecting that. Kesvurin sha'amar lahen yidat itun bey de lavramayu. Do you realize he's not a liar? Shekach hoya lo l'shol. That would have been made sense. So they're thrown off. And they said, "Yes, he's a liar." Like I said, "Is this? Do you know that he is a liar?" They're like, "Yep, Because if you know he's not a liar. Amalu anara ma'ana. So the papa says to him, what? You saying I'm a liar? Amule anan lavra may at kamirun. They said, we meant to say you're not a liar. Amrab Ravuna Mistaba lo maisi inish chovasa lenafshe. Makes sense that a person wouldn't bring edim that are going to mess himself over. Therefore, we believe them. Rashi establishes, "Oh, he daitan mitchila veinkam shun magid v'chozer magid." This isn't like a taking back of the testimony. Lo ba'isi enish chov l'nafshin ukeshayviyon lebeisin b'tua chaya shalo yaidu chovaso. So clearly, they made a mistake over here, and they believed him. They give him back his donkey. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, called Davar Sha'osev Ochel, anything that works and eats. What does that mean, something that works and eats? Meaning like an animal, something like a donkey. Yaseh V'Ochel. If you find it, you should let it work and give it to eat. Says Rashi, V'lo Yimkor So Amotzi Im Sho Ba'olav Milidjer Sho. Don't sell it if his owner is, you know, holding back. It's like there's time that's happening till he comes. Shekol Adam Noachlo Bebehemto Shekira Bo Kvar V'limda Leritzono. I'd rather, if I lost my animal, have that same animal back, because it's already used to it, knows how to work, knows everything. So even though normally we don't make a person who founds an object have to incur the expenses, and therefore you can sell and keep the money and give the person the money back. In this case, since this animal can carry its own weight, so to speak, you can rent it out, and then it could, you know, work, and we could be fed from it. Therefore, we try to get to do that. So Yasav Yochel. But Davar Shein Osav Ochel, something that's not Osav Ochel, Yimacher, you go ahead and you can sell it. Which the pasuk says, and return it to him. And we explain what that means is that consider how you can return it to him. Rashi says, "Shelo tachilenu chatzi damav sheim kein ein zu hashava." Shouldn't be that he loses the value, and then what's going to happen is you're turning only half of really what belonged to him. Therefore, go and you sell it. So what do you do with this money that you do? You sell it and you get this money. What do you do with it? Retire for no more. You can go ahead. You could use it. Therefore, if the money gets lost, you're going to have to be chayv echrais. You have to return it. It's on you. Rashi says, lefikach, before Sigmar is going to explain what's going on. Chayv echrayusan. You're allowed to use it, therefore you're liable if something happens to it. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lo Yishtam Hashem, do not use it. Lefikach im avdu, therefore if it gets lost, ein chayv echrayusan, you are not responsible for if something happens to it. All righty then, uli olam. So we said you go and you take care of this animal, if it works and it eats and whatever it is, you should be involved with it. Rashi now says, v'chi ad olam zakukla letapa b'tarach shmira. You have to be dealing with it forever? Or Rav Nachman Mishmuel, ad yud beis chodesh. No, you could do it for 12 months. If it doesn't come within 12 months, sell it and hold on to the cash. Tanya nami yachim b'rashi supports this. Davar shosav ocha, anything like that, go par v'chamor, metapa b'hem yud beis chodesh, b'kav eilech sham d'mehem, umanicham. From then, you evaluate what they are, and you leave. Rashi's mochon umanich adam metzol, and you leave the money there. Agolam seyachem. You have calf, like these agolam and eagles, a young cow, a calf, and young seyachem or young donkeys. Rashi says dak and she'enos amalacha. They don't do work. Metabel mishulshal chadashim. You deal with them for, take care of them for 3 months, and mikan ve'elach sham demeim umanicham. Then you go out and you sell them, evaluate them, and you sell them, keep the money. Avazim etanu golam geese and chickens, right? She's a charm, she ain't matil meitzim. They don't make eggs. But tavon shloshim yom, you deal with them for 30 days. Become el sham demeim umenicham. You evaluate, you sell them, and you hold on to their money. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, tarnagolas kebehema gasa. A tarnagolas is a hen, is like kebehema gasa, like a cow, like a big animal. Because it makes eggs, therefore Rashi says Shosav Ochelas and Metapa, but you'd be Chodesh to Yachal Achila Demebeisim, because you're going to deal with the money, you can take care of it through that. Tanya Rabbi, back it up. We have a Bryce that supports it. Tanagol to Behima Gasa Metapa and Shinim and Say Chodesh, you deal with them for 12 months, and Mikan Veilech. From then on, Sham Demeim Amrichem, like we said, evaluate them, sell them, hold the money. Agol Mizeachem, these calves and the young donkeys, Belakom the Almiyom, deal with them for 30 days. Mikan v'yelech, and from then on, shalom tovim manichem. Avos v'tagnim b'chol davar shetipul meruba mischaro. Anything I have to deal too much, you yosas chare of seder basically. V'tapam shloshim yom in 3 days. Mikan v'yelech shalom tovim umanichan. Now, kasha agol mesyachem. We have two brises saying different things over here. And these are saying two things as well. When it comes to the calves and the baby donkeys, the first one said 3 months and the second one said 30 days. And if it was a the first one said 30 days and the second one said 3 days. Because the Brisa says if you do 3 months, it's talking about when you can leave them to Raya to go into graze. They could take care of themselves, basically, grazing. Oh, the puta and the other one, the 30 days, is animals that end up being fattened because they don't go out to graze. They don't have a place to graze. It's all about metzias of where you are. If you have a place that they can go out and they could go to the pasture. So then, okay, that's fine. Hold on to them for longer. 3 months. But unless you don't have the ability of doing that, and therefore you have to feed them, you have to fatten them up, that's expensive. Therefore, it's only 30 days. The one that says 3 days, it's talking about big ones and they eat a lot. And the one's 30 days, it's talking about small ones, eat a little bit and they're not so expensive, not hard to make sure that you're maintaining and watching them. Next part, we said, v'she'eino osev ocha, something does not work, and v'she'eino osev ocha, doesn't do, but you know, it eats. So where do we see this in the Mishnah? It says, v'she'eino osev ochel. If something doesn't work, but it just eats over there, then what do you do? You go and you sell it. Right, we're talking about, like we said, a rooster or a calf, they're not able to earn their pay, but they eat. Tana Abanan, Vashevosalo, it says you shall return it to him, Rei Hech Teshivenelo, which means consider how you can return it to him. Shol Yachel Egela Golem Mesechel Seachem. It's something you shouldn't feed the value of this calf to calves or the value of a young donkey to young donkeys. Avzal Avazim the Tanakhanim and not that of a goose to a goose or a rooster to a rooster. Meaning to say that you shouldn't go ahead, let's say if you have a whole group of baby cows or small donkeys, don't sell one of them and then use that money to go ahead and to pay for the other one because you have to return as is. Rather sell all of it, save that money, and give it to the owner. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.